866-308-8867. Toll free, 866-308-8867. So you got your tomatoes?
I did. I got some Surefires and some Sunmasters. And I was trying to, I think I'll probably pot them up for a while rather than put them directly in my garden. I got a little work, I need to add some soil to my raised bed garden and do some repairs and such, so they'll have them. But they look so good.
They look good.
They look good at theirs. And then I'm so happy to see the Surefires that I don't want to pass up any opportunity.
Are they out there?
Yeah, well, a few left. They've got, this morning, they're just all gone. And there's good, nice Sunmasters, too, and nice solar fire out there. So.
All of those will do well this summer.
They look good.
And now it's time.
Is it?
Middle of July to the middle of August.
What, time to plant them?
Yeah.
It's a little hot, so we're gambling a little bit.
Well, they're tropical plants. I mean, they're tropical plants. They came from South America.
Well, in the Andes, didn't they?
No. Tomatoes and potatoes. Well, potatoes would probably be up in.
Yeah.
Anyway, down there somewhere, closer to the tropics. So they can take heat. They just can't take drought.
But I don't understand.
I know you don't. That's a problem we have often on this show.
If people are going to call in today and they're going to complain about spider mites, which they're likely to do, why are you telling them to put new tomatoes in?
So the spider mites have something fresh to eat.
Is that right? You're just a friend of the spider mite, aren't you?
What they need to do is they pull the old ones up, get rid of the whole population, put them in a garbage sack or do something with them, a compost pile or somewhere, get rid of them.
Deep in, or if you put it in the compost.
Then they start with these little ones. Well, if Calvin's got the best idea, that's put them in containers.
Oh.
And give them morning sun and afternoon shade and kind of pamper them until they get to growing a little larger. And then if you want to, the best thing to do until the heat breaks, which I hope is a week or two.
Yeah.
is to,
was it last year that we were saying that and it went like,
it was like
3 months, 4 months?
Yeah. At least once a week, spray them with that liquid seaweed.
Oh,
acts as a miticide, and of course the water spray knocks a lot of the adults off. And they have found that that actually decreases the egg viability or something of the spider mites. I don't know who counted the eggs or spider mites. They must have not had much to do because they're mighty small.
And then if you're not into seaweed, you're still calthane in the high yield or the fertile loam.
But anyway.
Only knew what you were doing to the
only about
world.
All I know is what I'm doing to the spider mites.
if you start when the plants are small like that and they're clean, so you can spray the bottom of every leaf on those plants. See how small and cute they are?
Yeah, you could spit and get it.
Yeah, well, that's true too. So you get a good coverage, and so you can pretty well keep those spider mites off just by a weekly spraying. You know, when you get them heavy infestation, we're talking about every 3 days because their population is doubling every 3 days when the temperature is over 90 degrees, which is now. So, but when you get the population out of the garden, you know, you get the massive population out of the garden. I don't think it'd be some of them get on the ground. They run around on the ground. They'd be on the ground, so. If you're not going to till your garden up, I don't think it's a good idea to put these new tomatoes out where you've pulled up a freshly infested spider mite population.
Yeah,
and I think they'll still be on the ground on the compost and stuff.
Well, those poor little tomatoes, the spider mites will be the least of their worries out there in that 95 degrees, that sun beating down on them.
Well, see, they do that commercially. I mean, they plant them out. As long as you can give them... you know, if you got drip irrigation, of course, at this time of the year, especially with even without the impending water shortage,
we might go into restrictions. We're probably going to restrictions on Monday.
Yeah, they just do better with drip irrigation in the fall because that water that you apply, and you buy one of the drip irrigation systems. Most nurseries have them, and they usually have the emitters or the drip holes. 12 inches apart, so you plant your tomatoes every second drip and you turn the water on after you put your drip irrigation system out there and let it wet the area. Now I would advise that you wet the area with a sprinkler if you're coming into an abandoned garden that you haven't irrigated in a long time. It's what we call pre-irrigation, because that soil is as hard as a brick if you haven't watered in a long time, and you can't pre-irrigate with a drip irrigation system.
One good thing about this kind of weather, if you don't irrigate, you don't have too many weeds.
That's true, too.
I was cleaning out my raised beds this morning, and it was pretty easy to identify the weeds and get them out of there in the old dead tomatoes and everything. So that is the advantage. And then you get it all ready and put those babies in there.
Put the drip hose out there and let it make a spot. Let it make a wet spot, and that's where you plant in the wet spot. And then if you want to put little tomatoes like that straight in the ground, you operate the drip irrigation system an hour a day every day for about 2 weeks, and then after they get to growing bigger, it's 3 hours a day every other day. But you want to keep that little transplant moist. It's just like the trees and the shrubs we talk about. You've got to put the water right on the base of the plant because it has not established a root system. It's very similar to growing trees and shrubs.
That sounds like a lot of water. It's a long time to have the irrigation on, but
that's a gallon.
Yeah, it's not much water. It's not much water.
Yeah, a gallon.
It's very efficient.
Most of those emitters put out a gallon an hour at 10 pounds of pressure.